at LeBron James and his approach to his career, appearing in NBA Finals and winning his titles, that I don't think there is a comment from such a professional NBA player, part of the elite, part of the top 50, not 75, part of the top 50 NBA players of all time, that directly goes at LeBron James. Let me play you that clip so you can see exactly what was said, and then I'll get back right after.
John Stockton just delivered the most devastating critique of LeBron James' career that you'll ever hear from an NBA legend. The all-time assist king didn't just question LeBron's approach. He completely dismantled everything we think we know about greatness. What Stockton said will change how you view every single one of LeBron's championships forever. This is the moment that could end the GOAT debate once and for all. But before we dive into this nuclear bomb of a statement, let me tell you exactly why John Stockton's words carry more weight than anyone else who's ever criticized LeBron James. The setup was innocent enough. Stockton was on a podcast, just having a casual conversation about the modern NBA. But then came the question that would trigger one of the most brutal takedowns of LeBron James ever delivered by an NBA legend. The podcaster brought up LeBron's influence over team personnel decisions. How when LeBron joins a team, that organization basically exhausts all their resources, draft picks, cap space, future assets, just to build around him for a few years. And then when LeBron inevitably leaves, those teams are left in shambles. Think about it. Cleveland after 2010, lottery team for years. Miami after LeBron left, struggled to make playoffs. Cleveland again after 2018, back to being irrelevant. It's a pattern that's impossible to ignore. But what the podcaster was really asking was deeper. Is LeBron's approach actually hurting the NBA? And that's when John Stockton loaded up the biggest verbal missile in basketball history. John Stockton just delivered the most devastating critique of LeBron James' career that you'll ever hear from an NBA legend. The all-time assist king didn't just question LeBron's approach. He completely dismantled everything we think we know about greatness. What Stockton said will change how you view every single one of LeBron's championships forever. This is the moment that could end the GOAT debate once and for all. But before we dive into this nuclear bomb of a statement, let me tell you exactly why John Stockton's words carry more weight than anyone else who's ever criticized LeBron James.
Yeah, I'm not living it every day. Yeah. You know, I don't know what it's like to sit in that front office and have things dictating to you like a player. I mean, it appears that LeBron is. I don't know for sure that he is, but it appears so. I think it'd be maddening as a teammate to know that you could be expendable for one of his guys that he thinks he needs to play with. The iffiness it causes with the team, the iffiness it causes upstairs. I don't like it either. I like kind of brag on Michael Jordan here a little bit, and I think us we were a similar ilk with the Jazz. Is I like when guys just tighten their belt up and say, you know what, let's go to work. We just got to get better. Yeah. We got to play harder. We got to play smarter instead of just where's the grass greener? I'm going to go there and win a championship. Yep. I think it devalues that. You're not climbing the mountain. You're taking a helicopter to the top.
Totally agree.
So, again, I'm not a fan of.
Listen to what Stockton said, word for word, because every sentence is a dagger. I think it would be maddening as a teammate to know that you could be expendable for one of his guys that he thinks he needs to play with. The iffiness it causes. With the team, the iffiness it causes upstairs. I don't like it either. But then Stockton went nuclear with this comparison. I like where guys just tighten their belt up and say, you know what? Let's go to work. We just got to get better. We got to play harder. We got to play smarter instead of just, where's the grass greener? I'm going to go there and win a champion. I think it devalues that. You're not climbing the mountain. You're taking a helicopter to the top. Did you catch that? You're not climbing the mountain. You're taking a helicopter to the top. That's not just criticism. That's character assassination from one of the most respected players in NBA history. Stockton even brought up Michael Jordan as the gold standard, saying they were similar ilk, players who believed in earning it the hard way. No shortcuts. No team hopping. No manipulating front offices to build super teams. The message was crystal clear. LeBron's championships don't count the same way because he didn't earn them through blood, sweat, and loyalty like the true legends did. Here's why Stockton's words hit so hard, because they expose a pattern that LeBron fans have been desperately trying to ignore for over a decade. Every time LeBron joins a team, it's the same playbook. Pressure the front office to trade away young assets for win-now veterans. Demand specific players who fit his system. Create this artificial championship window that completely mortgages the team's future. And when he wins, suddenly it's all about his greatness. But when he leaves those franchises in ruins, everyone pretends like that's just a coincidence. Compare that to someone like Giannis Antetokounmpo. The man stayed in Milwaukee, not exactly a free agent destination, and built something special with the team that drafted him. When Giannis won his championship, it felt pure. It felt earned. Same with Dirk Nowitzki in Dallas. Even Stockton himself represents this old-school mentality. He could have easily joined forces with another superstar in a bigger market, but he chose loyalty over rings. And you know what? His legacy is stronger because of it. Wait until you hear what this means for LeBron's place in basketball history. Here's the thing that LeBron supporters don't want to admit. Stockton just said out loud what every NBA player, coach, and executive has been thinking privately for years. This isn't some random analyst or bitter former player talking trash. This is John Stockton, a top 50 all-time player, the assist king, a man who represents everything professional about basketball. When someone of his stature says your approach devalues championships, that's a legacy-ending statement. And let's be brutally honest about the results. Despite all this team manipulation, despite handpicking his supporting casts, despite taking these helicopters to the top, LeBron still has a losing record in the finals. For wins, 6 losses. Michael Jordan won more championships with 1 team than LeBron won while jumping between 3 different franchises. Even Kobe Bryant, who had his drama with the Lakers, still won more titles than LeBron. And Kobe did it with the same organization, working through the problems instead of running from them. But here's the part that really stings. Stockton also called out how this approach helps inflate LeBron's individual statistics. When you're constantly playing with elite talent that you specifically requested, of course your assist numbers look better. When Chris Bosh and Kevin Love are spacing the floor, when Kyrie Irving and Dwayne Wade are making impossible shots, your stats get inflated. It's stat padding disguised as team building. And Stockton saw right through it. The truth about championships. So what does this all mean for how we judge greatness in basketball? Stockton's helicopter metaphor perfectly captures why so many fans struggle to give LeBron full credit for his accomplishments. When you engineer your path to success, when you manipulate rosters and exhaust franchises' resources, when you essentially create artificial super teams, are those championships really earned in the traditional sense? Think about the most respected championships in NBA history. The 2011 Mavericks with Dirk, the 2004 Pistons, the 2021 Bucks with Giannis. What do they all have in common? They were built organically through drafting, development, and smart management, not through star players holding franchises hostage. This is exactly why people don't put the same weight on LeBron's finals appearances or his titles. When you know the deck was stacked in your favor from day one, the accomplishment feels hollow. And coming from John Stockton, a man who never won a championship but earned universal respect through his approach to the game, this criticism carries more weight than any advanced statistic or ESPN debate ever could. The most devastating part: Stockton probably would have respected LeBron more if he had stayed in Cleveland his entire career and won just one legitimate championship, rather than winning 4 through this manufactured approach. John Stockton didn't just criticize LeBron James, he exposed the fundamental flaw in how we evaluate modern NBA greatness. When one of the most professional, respected players in basketball history says your championships are devalued because you took a helicopter to the top, that's not just an opinion. That's a verdict from basketball royalty. The crazy part? This interview somehow flew completely under the radar. How is one of the most devastating critiques of LeBron's career not all over social media? Maybe because it hits too close to the truth. This changes the entire GOAT conversation, and LeBron fans know it. You can't argue with John Stockton's credentials, and you can't dismiss his words as jealousy or bitterness. This is pure basketball truth from someone who lived it the right way. What do you think? Did John Stockton just end the LeBron versus Jordan debate forever? Or are there still arguments for LeBron's helicopter approach to greatness? Drop your thoughts in the comments. I guarantee this one's going to get heated. And if this video opened your eyes to something you'd never considered before, make sure to hit that subscribe button, because we're bringing you the NBA content that nobody else wants to talk about. The real conversations that matter. See you in the next one.